Warning.
Warning. The following episode contains explicit language, sexual content, and Randy.
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 Randy. Randy. Randy.
You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
So I'm sitting in the studio, across from this guy, Randy. You met him on last week's episode, the Quiznos guy. He just drove up from Maryland and then immediately told me that he's high on Bennies. You know, speed.
I made the drive in 3 hours. Usually it takes five. I'm popping a Benny right before I leave here. I wasn't able to stay up for two nights and drive all the way up here in 3 hours. Eating oatmeal, sweetheart.
I'm like doubting my decision to even have you on the show in the first place. And I just need to know, like, why? What was so pressing?
Okay,
right now?
How about this? How about my Meemaw died?
I know. It's weird that I'm sitting across from a guy on some kind of 1970s Adderall right now. I don't want to like him. I can't stand his misogyny, his politics, his taste in musicals. But then sometimes I notice this glimmer of a nice guy, very deep behind all the Randy. And that's why I stick around.
She died around the time the Dirty Grandpa, the road trip came out. But she's been sick with the goofy goof. She's been a bit woofy in the head for years.
So she's had Alzheimer's.
I came back from vacation to Sandals in Jamaica, and I found her watering her plastic plants. So that was really the start. That was when I sort of knew, like, something is not right here.
Randy was raised by his meemaw in a farmhouse on 100 acres of land outside of Poolesville, Maryland. Part of what makes him so out of touch sometimes is that he was raised by an older woman, Meemaw's grandma for him. As a teenager, he spent his weekends helping out Meemaw, buying her orthopedic socks at the dollar store or escorting her to the neighborhood bowling league. They'd watch old movies together, and it was always Randy's job to season the popcorn with Old Bay, Meemaw's favorite. She was the only family he ever really knew.
She would yell out wrong answers to Wheel of Fortune. Even when it wasn't on TV, she'd just yell out wrong answers, which she would do that before. But now it was the same two answers over and over again. Fernando, who was her hairdresser at the Sagittarius Salon, and Sponge. She would always scream out Sponge.
When Randy left the city, when he moved home to Maryland, I'd always assume that it was because he was broke. Never that he had to leave his career in New York and his apartment and everything to help take care of her.
I don't like watching people in pain or discomfort. Mm-hmm. And I got to be honest, the smells are horrific.
Hospitals? Yeah.
No, this was at home. She hadn't been cleaning and I hadn't been cleaning. So there was dishes, there was cat food, there was horrendous. And that was something the hospice nurse refused to do, which really upset me.
Well, it's good you had some help, I guess.
Yeah, but I wanted some help with the house.
She was there to take care of Meemaw.
Did she? Meemaw died.
And then Randy launched into a story about speaking at Meemaw's wake. And to spice things up, and mostly for my own entertainment, I've added some suggestive sound design here. And obviously, I wasn't there. This is all just my imagination.
So we had a luncheon recently at the Pook's Hill Marriott in the Jefferson Room, which is ironic because Meemaw always, her least favorite president was Jefferson. She thought he was a know-it-all. So I thought, I'm going to say something here. Now is the time. And I had like seven, 8 months to think about it. And I thought, I want to do Meemaw. I want to honor her. What would she want? Like, what would she really want me to say at this point?
I think she just want you to speak from the heart.
Comedy. Comedy. That's what she would have wanted with items, props, whatever. That was our absolute favorite with the bet. You know that comedian Bedhead or Redhead? He's out in Las Vegas. He pulls stuff out of a big plastic bag and makes jokes about it.
I think he's talking about Carrot Top here, but who knows?
And there was a table with these miniature pickles. You ever see those things?
Yeah.
Okay. So everyone's eating and I thought I'm going to do this properly. So I clinked a glass with a spoon. And I said, you know, everyone, if we could just have some quiet here, I would just want to say a few words. We are all gathered here to commiserate the life and times of Frida. I used to call her Meemaw, but her real name was Frida.
Okay.
And I said, you know, it was a long life. It was an interesting life up until the end when she didn't do anything or say anything. But I didn't say that. So then I began to cry, which was not fake. I was truly, truly upset. And others started to cry at that point. It was catching. At that point, I launched into my jokes. And the first one went good. And I knew at that point, I thought at that point, like, this is going to go fine. And the first joke was something like, Meemaw always hated to miss an event, but she's definitely going to miss this one. And there's a few chuckles. And, you know, that was the first joke, so I wasn't launching into it that hard. And then I pulled out a plastic bag where I had some props. And I pulled out the first prop, and it was a pair of Meemaw's bloomers.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, which had a stain on the back.
What?
I had a duty stain. I never washed it. But I didn't show that at first. And I said, Meemaw wasn't always perfect. And then I turned the bloomers around, and everyone kind of gasped. And I said, yeah, but she always did her best, except when her best was crap. So then people were laughing. At that point, you could tell that they're into it.
This is so embarrassing for her.
I'm telling you, this is what she would have wanted. I then pulled out another thing from the plastic bag, and I held it up. And I said, Meemaw didn't always look as good as she could. And then I showed everyone a pair of what looked to be dentures, which she had a few. And then I talked like by gumming. Like by the end, she was gumming, so everything sounded like this. But then I said the joke of gumming, and I said, her hair dentures are really cheap. She bought them at a dollar store. And then I brought out chattering teeth, which you would find, like at a magic shop, a gag shop, which is where I got them. And then also fake vampire teeth, the plastic kind. And I popped them in my mouth and everyone was laughing. So, I mean, the whole point was that she was imperfect. She wasn't perfect. She was not a perfect person. She wouldn't be the first to admit it. She would never admit it, but she was imperfect. And, you know, she wasn't perfect like any of us, but she still had a lot of good and a lot to offer. And there were people laughing. Some were complaining, but, you know, that was just for show. You could tell that they really enjoyed it. And I can tell that they were happy that I was just lightening the mood. And then I pulled the final prop out, and it was a big piece of paper. And I pulled it out and said, will, across it. Now, it wasn't a real will. It was like one of those fake TV checks that you get when you win a lot of money. You know, like $1 million and written across it in cursive.
Yeah.
So I started to read from it. And on the back, I had already written this. It says something like, it sounded real. It sounded like something like, Meemaw's last will and testament. I, Meemaw, hereby giveth all my property to my grandson, Randy. Everyone else can have what's left over, like my collection of matches. She used to collect matchbooks.
This last prop, the fake will, it stunned the room into silence because Meemaw didn't leave Randy her farm. For whatever reason, likely to protect him from himself, she only left him 49% of the farm, and the majority share, 51%, was left for his cousins so that they could decide what to do with it. And so far, they're not sold on Randy's plan.
I probably shouldn't even be talking about this because I'm going through some legal issues right now. I want to sell the farm.
Okay.
And turn it into a water park adult entertainment type place.
He's picked out some names.
Castaway This Way, Aqua Venture, Splash Universe, Wet Wild and Wicked. And instead of an and, it's one of those curly things, those apple stands, Wet Wild and then...
I don't think it's called an apple stand.
But here's my favorite, Raging Effin' Insanity.
LLC. I could see it. Makes me think of you.
Yeah. Raging, R-A-G-I-N, E-F-F-I-N, and then Insanity. But I put a lot of thought into this. It's going to be a huge wave pool.
I don't know much about drugs, but I Googled speed and side effects. It turns out that in addition to making him irritable and hyper, it can also make someone highly detailed, extra specific.
Written in fancy lettering, cursive lettering, SS Randy. So for the adults, there's going to be a swim-up pool, which is the absolute bartenders best. Are also going to be in bathing suits. You know what a flume is? Flipping the glasses like they did in that Tom Cruise movie, Born on the 4th of July. That's where the huge wave pool is going to go.
Oh.
You see where it says beach?
Mm-hmm.
That's going to be an indoor beach, and that's going to be called Mini OC, Mini Ocean City.
Beach has an A in it, just to...
No lifeguards. There definitely won't be lifeguards. I'm going to train dogs who can swim and who can sense danger. When you see lifeguards...
This is the only part of your plan I like. I mean, I think it'll never happen, but I do like the idea of a little dog lifeguard.
Right, because when you see lifeguards, what do you think? You think danger, right? But it's not...
No, I think person who's there to save your life.
No, it's depressing. You just think like, oh, here's another guy flipping around a whistle with a white rope. You know when they do that? I hate when they do that. So it's... And they're always they're always looking at their watches and they're always sitting under their umbrella.
So you'll have a fleet of little Portuguese water dogs.
No. They'll be bigger because they're going to be I'm assuming that there's going to be a lot of fatsos there, which you will find anywhere. So you cannot just have small dogs. It'll be big dogs, medium dogs, and small dogs. They will all be trained to save lives.
But Randy's family has other plans.
So the other side wants to just leave it for a public park and picnics and things like that. They want to sell it back to the state. And there's a real lefty Lou in the family, my cousin Becca, who's a real Democratic Debbie. She's a real do-gooder, just a load of applesauce.
He had a lot to say about her.
She loves trees and flowers and animals and all that shit.
How dare she?
She's one of those hairy-legged and armpitted, ankle-length, denim skirt-wearing females.
I kind of want to meet her.
I once called her Lola Lesbian Granola. She got real mad. But in my defense, I was a bit fuzzy on mojitos. This was at a church picnic when I was a teen.
Becca found a way to stop this water park from ever happening.
There's something in Maryland called a red-legged purse web spider.
It's on the endangered list, and it's also on the property.
Is this worth it for $50 million to protect a spider?
But I don't think Randy's in this for the money. They say everyone grieves in their own way. I've been trying to get over my ex-boyfriend, and my grieving looks like not really sleeping, petting my dog until she's sick of me petting her, reading memoirs by widows. But for Randy, maybe his outlet is this water park.
When you walk in, you're going to see a statue of Mimo. And it'll be one of the statues that you touch for good luck, like you rub the top of her head. I could even spread an urban legend, like if you don't touch Mimo's statue, you're going to drown. Believe me, when the story gets out, they're going to be thanking their lucky stars that Mimo was around and then died.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Now, at this point in the interview, we're running out of time. It's getting pretty late. And suddenly, Randy's whole story about the water park and Meemaw, it turns into a straight-up sales pitch.
I want everyone who's listening to go to RagingEffinInsanity.com.
It's a real website, and when it loads, right at the top, you see two skeletons giving you the finger.
I paid some high school student to do it. I met him at a video arcade. And then, or you can go straight to me at Number1Lover453@yahoo.com.
And now I'm upset, because no matter what I asked him about Mima or his family, every answer ended with the website URL. He would explain all the different membership levels for discounted passes to the water park, how to get a water flume named after you. So I took off my headphones, and I gave our producer a look like, get me out of here.
Can you see how specific this is? What do you see there? Do you see where it says boardwalk?
I see a direct path from people's wallets into your bank account.
I didn't draw that on a map. That's what you're seeing. No, do you see where it says boardwalk?
I told him he had to leave. I was so mad I could barely look at him.
Can you punch the parking ticket? Do I have to pay for that now?
I don't know what we don't have a parking garage.
I got a ticket. Can you punch it? Just say Randy was on podcast.
So I just scribbled my initials on the ticket and he left. He tried to slam the door behind him, which didn't really work. They're hydraulic doors in the studio, so all you can do is just push them really hard and they close normal. Once he was gone, we recorded the credits, and then I just kept sitting there, alone in the studio. Was I really ready to end our friendship over this? I pictured him driving home, trying to find a good classic rock station, swerving off the road. I remembered the look he gave me when he was leaving, a look like he always knew that I'd heard him. I picked up my phone, checked email, checked Twitter. And there was a message from a listener, Peter in Hawaii. He must have just heard last week's show, and he wrote, "Stop being mean to Randy, please. We can't help who we are." Randy, it's Andrea.
What do you want?
I don't want you to drive like this.
Hang on a second.
No, they said that the stamp was going to work, so it's confirmed.
It's not going
to
work.
Can you talk to this guy?
I told you, we don't have a parking garage.
First of all, why didn't you tell me this was not your garage?
I never told you to park in a garage.
You said to stamp it. Hang on a second.
No, you take the... You know what? Here, take your $20 and shove it up your ass.
Asshole. Oh, hang on a second. I have a 6-CD changer. I'm getting back on the road.
Randy, I really don't want you to drive like this.
Hang on, let me turn down the CD. You know what? I didn't appreciate
Please,
the way you were talking to me back there. I haven't slept in 3 days because I have things to take care of and I have to get back tonight. Who's going to feed Meemaw tomorrow morning? Oh, man, I'm so tired. Hang on a sec, I'm going to get directions. Hang on.
Excuse me. Hi. Excuse me. Hello? How do you get to 90? How do you get to Washington, D.C.?
Unbelievable. She just walks away. It's like she looks back like I'm gonna attack her. Like she's going to attack me. I'm going to attack her, but she's not going to attack me. Oh, it's cold. I'm so tired, Andrea. Why did I come up?
I thought you wanted to tell me about your Meemaw.
Did I not tell you about her? I told her about it, and I moved on to another subject. You couldn't care less. I saw it in your eyes.
I do care.
That's a big joke to you. I saw the producer looking at you. You're both rolling your eyes. Jesus. Fuck you! Same fucker is following me.
Well, that was... I don't think that the water park's going to happen.
This is as good as it gets. And the fact that you're not in on the ground floor really bothers me.
I'm sorry.
In life, you got to be a scrapper. You got to be a hustler. You got to earn your BS on the streets. Where did you earn your degree? Like, you didn't have to go through retail world like I did. You didn't have to work 60 hours a week. I didn't go to college. I didn't have the money to go to college. So the fact that I have to come up there and kiss your shiny gold boots, it hurts. I don't want to do it. I thought we were friends, but you know what? I don't know if we are friends. And as far as my plan, you know, I don't want you involved in this anyway. Oh, my God, am I tired.
You know, Mike and I broke up.
Boo-hoo. Who's Mike?
My boyfriend. You met him a few times.
I never liked that guy.
Why?
He was a big ball of marshmallow fluff. You need edges. Girls like burrs. They want to catch on to something. You couldn't catch on to him. You fell. You were falling, and you grabbed on, and nothing was there. Am I wrong? Also, well, I got to say this. He was never nice to me. That time I saw him in the studio, another guy who was rolling his eyes. Everyone's rolling their eyes at me. Is that what happens when you come up to New York and you're not from New York? People start rolling their eyes?
I'm sorry. I'm sorry that happens to you.
Andrea, just get me to 95. We'll talk tomorrow, okay? I'm so tired. I'm driving with my knees right now.
How about this? How about I just stay on the phone with you on your way home to Maryland, and I'll just help keep you awake.
You would do that?
I would.
Was part of the problem with Mike that he didn't give it to you like you needed it?
No, that wasn't the problem. It was just that we didn't have a future.
Because he didn't give it like you needed it?
No, he gave it fine. I just,
I was hoping to have a future with him. Have you ever gone through a breakup?
It was... Well, I've been married two times. You know that.
Yeah, but one was annulled.
One was annulled because Becky went crazy. And the second, which was really my first, it was a youthful indiscretion. She owned the TCBY. Her family owned that TCBY. I used to call it a totally crummy bitch of a yob. We're still friends, though. It was a fine breakup. It was all right.
Did she give it to you okay?
Did she give it to me? She gave it to me just fine. She now owns an edible arrangements. She gave it to me fine, and I just gave it to her. I gave it to her just fine. It had nothing to do with it. Why would you even ask that?
You asked me.
I know, but you just broke up with him. It's fresh in your mind. And, like, you're a sex addict anyway. You need it. You need it every day.
You don't know that.
Andrea, I'm so goddamn tired. And I gotta say, I'm not in a good place right now, okay?
I hear you.
I gotta get on to 95. I'll call you back when I'm on the road, please.
Okay, call me back once you find 95. He did make it home that night. I actually called him every hour, making sure he was okay. And then at 4:30 in the morning, he left me this voicemail.
Andrew, are you there? I just got in. It took about 2 hours to find 95. I did find 95. I want to talk to you. I'm sorry. I may have said some things. I was hopped off Benny's and the Reds. I apologize if I said anything that I don't even remember. And I do want to talk to you, and I feel bad that you broke up with Mitchell. And I do want to ask you some things. I've been through two marriages. I think I might be able to help you. I care for you as a friend, and I'm sorry, and I'm so tired right now. I'm going to sleep, but I do appreciate you calling and making sure that I was up, even that time that you did wake me up, and I kind of swerved into the other car, but then kept going. But I do want to talk to you, so please give me a call whenever you get up. I know it's early, so I'll talk to you soon, okay? All right, bye.
Since Mike and I broke up, a lot of my friends haven't shown up. They can't understand why my sadness isn't following the right timeline, why I'm acting like I lost a family member, not a prom date. But this friend of mine, effing Randy, he's not going anywhere.
I know it's 5 a.m., but I do feel bad. But I do want to thank you again for saving my life and caring about me, even when you're going through this breakup with Mitchell.
YY is produced by me, Andrea Salenzi. Our producer is Lindsay Cradwell, and our editor is Hillary Frank. Special thanks to Mia Lobel, Laura Mayer, and Andy Bowers at Panoply. Our show artwork is done by Teddy Blanks at chips.nyc. Rage and Effin' Insanity is a real website, though it pains me. There's no G's in it. It's just rageineffininsanity.com. Our theme music is by Andy Miklas, Casey Holford, and Lee Rosifer. Plus, we use music from Teddy Blanks and a new track from Ethan Simon. And we use Creative Commons songs by Uncle Bibby, Ryan Little, and C. Scott. On a future YOY, we test out a dating app where the guys can talk to you all at once.
Hey, what's up? Welcome back.